Welcome to the Business Reboot Podcast. I'm Corey, a brand strategist specializing in brand photography for small business owners.
And I'm Melissa, a confidence and business coach for female founders. And together we are your go-to mentors for all things business.
We help you refine your brand, generate more revenue, create offers that make sense, and navigate every season that comes your way in life and business.
We believe that you never have to start completely over. Sometimes all you need is a reboot.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another fabulous Business Reboot Day. We are so excited to be chatting with you today, and really super excited to be chatting with our dear friend, Jillian Lister, who is the founder of Set Sail Social Media Marketing Agency. I'm going to tell you right now, she is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the social media marketing world. She helps clients, like, to the ends of the earth and back. I mean, it is so amazing at what she is able to do for her clients, the way that she is able to teach social media marketing and how she's able to help her clients grow their accounts. And so we are super excited to have her featured on the podcast today. So hi, Jillian.
Thanks for having me. I love y'all podcast. I'm so honored to be here.
Yes, we love it. And we love Jillian because she also happens to be one of our clients. And so it's like getting to see parts of her story from like behind the curtain is just so cool because I'm just letting you know, businesses are built out of resilience and your girl's got it. And so we're really excited for her to be here today. And we want to just dive into some questions that will be good for telling you about the things that she does, but also to really help you because social media is one of those things that I feel like every business owner, especially every small business owner who doesn't yet, they're not to the place where they can hire an agency, or maybe they are to a place where they can hire an agency and they don't even know where to start, where it just feels like you can get stuck in this rat race of, I need to post. And then when you don't, you ghost. And then things are, and it just becomes so overwhelming. And so what we want to do today is just ask some questions that'll be really helpful for the people listening to this to be able to implement in their business. And then, you know, hear some stuff about how you've grown your agency too, because it's just the best. It's so good.
Absolutely. So I actually want to start with the first piece of this before we dive into questions is, why don't you just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and also like who you serve? Who are your clients? What's your client base like?
Sure. So my name is Jillian Lister. I have owned the Set Sail Marketing Agency close to 4 years now, and I help clients here locally on the Crystal Coast, but I also help them nationwide. My goal is to grow your revenue through social media strategy and content creation. So that is who I serve, small business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Okay, so let's dive into some questions because we have quite a few of them here in front of us, and I want to get to all the good juicy parts because, hello, that's why we are all listening to the podcast. So in your experience, Jillian, what emerging trends or platforms should businesses kind of pay attention to in order to stay ahead of the rapidly evolving landscape of social media marketing? Because I will say, Melissa and I have been around in business for a heck of a long time. Before social media like was a thing. Like Facebook was where you showed your mama your kids.
But it
at
the
was beach.
The Facebook and you the had to have a college account.
I know you did.
On
you did.
To the Facebook.
So we know that we have watched, like we have been here since the inception really of social media, and we all now know it feels like it's moving at warp speed. So what can you tell us that you see on the daily for emerging trends and platforms?
Yeah. So it's kind of twofold. The first part would be don't get stuck chasing that newest trend. Don't get stuck chasing that newest platform because as we know, we've seen platforms come and go and people take on too much as business owners. So definitely make sure that it's a right fit for your target market is definitely my first piece of advice. Second piece of advice is what's not changing is we're seeing a big growth in video continuing on. Over the last few years, video has kind of really come to the scene and I don't think it's going anywhere. But those are really the two things that I would say are for the emerging platforms and trends to stay on beat is to not get over your head and trying to get on all the platforms and then also that video component.
I love how business owners, we like to just do everything. I'm going to be in 15 different places at one time. And then it's kind of like, cool. Well, I hope you actually got to do some of the work that you're supposed to be doing in the business instead of just the marketing of the work, because I mean, we will literally get our hands too dirty in too many places. So I love that you said just, you know, pull back and focus on the things that are going to serve your target market better. And when we talk about target market, we like to, Corey and I are the people that spent years in business listening to certain words being like, we do not know what that means. So when we talk about your target market, we're talking about the people you want to work with, the people that would be the best fit for how you serve in your business. And so I think tailoring that experience is super key. So yeah, go ahead, Corey.
I have a question. So Jillian, will you kind of break it down for our community and our audience, our listeners, for what platforms, like let me ask you this way. Is there a demographic per platform? Like, let's say if you're looking at, let's say the top three or four, you've got, well, maybe there's five, I don't know. Anyway, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, from all the choices and all the options when we talk about platforms, LinkedIn, could you give again, this is generalization. Everybody's business is different and everybody's market is different. But what's the general overview of like who is hanging out on each of those platforms?
Yeah. When I go to meet with a client or a potential client and they ask me, what platform should I be on? We kind of digest what that ideal client looks like. Where are they getting their knowledge and where are they buying from you on said platforms? And so it kind of really depends on the industry, not to make that the answer, and I can go into further detail, but as far as demographics, that is what you're looking at. You're looking at your ideal client and where they're spending the most time. And so I would say the top five that I would recommend, if you do not have an internal marketing team, I honestly would do 2 to 3 platforms. You cannot do it all. I'm a small business owner. And so I say stick to 2 to 3, 3 if you are capable of producing content at a good speed. But I would say Facebook, Instagram, and Instagram is honestly one of the easiest platforms as a business to grow organically. So that is what I specialize in, organic social media marketing. So Instagram is super easy to, obviously, and super easy for, if you know the right secret sauce, to grow on Instagram for a business. TikTok is obviously emerging, but yeah, you have to make sure that your ideal client is on there and the right demographic you're going towards. And then I would say LinkedIn, if it makes sense. Like if you're B2B, LinkedIn is where you should be at for sure. And then I don't see X/Twitter really doing anything these days. I see Pinterest really holding its own over there. If it comes to, let's say, boutiques, crafts, different industries in that kind of creative field. I see a lot of people making it happen over on Pinterest, but I would say I stick to really the Facebook, Instagram, TikToks of the world. Mostly Facebook and Instagram.
Love that.
Okay. So let's talk about challenges and roadblocks when it comes to social media for business. Cause again, we've already said people will, you know, put their hands in too many pots. They get too busy. It ends up becoming this, and y'all tell me if you feel this way, when you post the exact same content on every platform, it's just so redundant to where if I see it in multiple places, like 3, 4, 5 places, then I'm just not paying attention anymore. And so what do you think are the biggest roadblocks or challenges for people when it comes to social media and their business?
Yeah. So I, again, go back to being on too many platforms, trying to do too many things. You get burnout too easily. And then you lose your creative kind of flow. And that's where you post and ghost, what Melissa was talking about earlier, where you post for a straight month and then you ghost and you don't post at all because you're worn out, you're burnout. I think that quality over quantity is key on any platform. Engagement is key. If you're producing content that's not converting and getting engagement, whether it's likes, shares, comments, saves, then you're doing something wrong with your content and you need to step back, reanalyze everything and go back to the basics of what is actually resonating with your potential clients.
What if you have thousands of followers and only your mom sees your Instagram stories? Help us with that.
Yes. So could be some bots. That would be, yes, something that you would definitely be eye-opening of like, okay, what am I even doing here? Am I wasting my time with coming up with all these great creative ideas and it's not resonating with my clientele, my potential clientele? So if that's happening, really looking at who's following you. And that's why, like, the gimmicks don't get you anywhere. The follow to follow doesn't get you anywhere. Right. You need people that, like, truly want to engage with your content to continue to grow on social media. So that is hopefully that answers the question. But
yeah, no, for
I would
sure.
say don't take on too much. And also a huge thing for me is planning it out. I know that Corey plans out a week in advance. We plan out a month in advance. Some people, like, we work with boutiques that they don't know what items are coming in next week. So it's kind of hard for them to plan in advance. But to get at least a plan down so that you're not scraping every single month, scrapping and saying, like, or every day and being like, oh God, what do I need to post today? It gets lost in translation. You're posting crap, to be honest. And right, for sure. You really need to step back, get a plan in place, and then head into that direction.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. This is not even something that I was going to mention or I was even thinking about. But we're talking about a plan. And it's kind of like, as it goes back to, like, my teaching days, and all of us can really relate, because if you have children or if you've been a student yourself, 9 times out of 10, you've been a learner somewhere. Like, that would be like your teacher walking in and saying, well, I mean, I don't really know what we're going to do today. I mean, are there teachers out there that do that? I mean, 100% they are. We probably likely had one. But, like, you don't really know what you're going to do or what you're going to talk about. You're just like, oh, we're just going to wing it. We're just going to go in and just kind of see what happens. Okay, I am so sorry, but you cannot keep 29 5-year-olds entertained for an entire day without a plan. And so I try to look at my Instagram, just for me personally, as like a teaching tool. It is a connecting tool. I want to entertain. I want it to be funny. My dogs are hella hilarious. So that always
Their
brings
dogs
great.
Is bad. They are bad.
They are bad. But it brings great engagement. And I try to share a lot of my real life, but like also use it as a teachable moment for people who are looking for what I have to offer. And so I think that when we can kind of wrap our brain around that and look at it as, you would not show up to a classroom and just be like, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to wing it. You can't do that.
And Corey and I have talked about this, about how we are Patty Duke. Okay. We are. And if you're
nobody knows who Patty Duke is except for us.
That's right. It's just us. But it was my favorite show on Nick at Night when I was a kid. Okay. Calm down. But it was basically these twins, and they did the opposite of everything, but they did the same thing. And so there are so many things that we do like exactly alike, and things that, like, she'll open her mouth and we're saying the same words. But when it comes to structure in our businesses, some of the things are different. And we laugh at this because one time we did a photo shoot together for a dear family member. And when we went to unload the cards, I was like, hey, well, give me your card so I can unload it. And she was like, well, no, I just plug it in. And I was like, you what? Like, I was so offended that she did it this way and I did it a completely different way.
No.
I was like, what are you doing? I was like, give me the card. It was so funny because we did the exact same thing, just in a different way. And so, but we've talked about this with social media because, you know, if you're doing the post and ghost thing, that's going to be detrimental. But if you're not planning, or if you don't know exactly what you're going to say and the exact people that you're following, because I don't follow the same kind of structure. Corey is diligent about Mondays I say that until we had to build a website for the reboot, and then the wheels fell off of the machine.
Don't look at social media. Don't look at it because it's bad right now.
We might as well be hitchhiking. It's going to be pictures of us with our thumbs up in the air trying to get a car.
We say, not as we do, because we were building out a freaking website and it was not easy.
The worst. But we literally, like, normally Mondays would be Corey's content planning day. And for me, if you look at me and you're like, Melissa, on Mondays, you have to plan content. Well, let me tell you what, I'm going to have an aneurysm. I can't do it. But what I can do is, I know there are days where I'm going to have to do that. And so I work on a more flex schedule. If I don't get it done Monday, then I know it can be Thursday. And if Thursday, I don't feel like doing it, but I'll go back to Monday's schedule. It's like we allow for some flex room in there. And so you have to, but this is also where you can be afforded to do that if you know the people you're talking to. And I think so much that we see in business with social media is people are throwing wet noodles at the, you know, pantry door, see if they stick and if they're done. And then they will get hung up on a certain platform or hung up on how they feel like it would be best to communicate to them rather than what their audience is going to want to receive from them. And so it can just get super honky donkey. And so I appreciate, like, just calling out that, just staying in your lane and picking a platform and creating a structure and plan is it doesn't have to be so rigid. But if you don't know like who you're talking to, but you're wasting time.
Right. Well, and I think another thing is where people, they don't know the right formats when it comes to platforms. So I see a lot of people posting reels horizontally and I cringe inside because they're supposed to be vertical. And people post the watermarks from TikTok over on Instagram. Like, that is a no-no. So I think that's another thing, is not knowing the right correct formats for the platforms that you're using. And that will really dock you points when it comes to the all known as algorithm. So definitely know what format should go where on the platforms first and foremost.
Well, you just led us into this next question that we have, are the common mistakes that you see people making on social media and how can they rectify them? You just probably listed off two right there. But that's the thing. It's kind of like you don't know until you know, but when you know, you should do better. So what are the things that you are finding when you're looking at other people's social media content or clients that are coming to you asking for help? And you're like, okay, look, these are all the things that you're doing right. And you've really got these dialed in. But these are the things that they're hurting you. Like you said, they're docking you points, which I don't think we think about it like that oftentimes. It's like, I'm doing all this and why isn't my stuff being seen, or why is there no engagement? Well, what you don't realize is that little TikTok watermark is actually dinging you points, as you said, Jillian. And the Instagram algorithm does not like that you have brought TikTok content over to its platform because they don't play in the same on the same playground. Yeah. And you have now just shot your content down because you did it wrong. So what are some common mistakes? And then maybe go back after that, follow up with that, of what are the things that people are doing really right? So maybe that's kind of a two-part question.
Yeah. So definitely I would say the watermark and the correct formats. But I would also say showing up authentically as your brand and showing your personality, telling your story on there. I feel like a lot of people feel like they can post a stock image up there and it's going to resonate with people, or they're going to post a graphic with a bunch of text and people are going to stop their scroll to read it. They're not.
That was good.
So really knowing like to show up authentically as yourself, because what I tell my clients is like what they see on social media, they are expecting you to walk into their store and get the same as on social media. And that is what I get told nonstop with people that hire me, is they meet my team in person and they're like, you guys are so funny and the same as on Instagram. And that is what you want for your brand. So definitely showing up in authentic ways when it comes to putting your content together. I know that we all get in a bind, but stock imagery sometimes can really pull from your brand. And honestly, a lot of people, we love the professional branding photography. Corey's my photographer, so. but also people like seeing the imperfect too.
Unedited, yes.
It needs to be more shown on social media. And that's what we're seeing, honestly, on TikTok, is more people showing up as their authentic self and not some trendy reel where they're lip syncing and stuff like that. They're telling their stories and people are sitting there watching them for 5 to 10 minutes. It's nuts. But that's what we're seeing over there. And I think that a lot of people can learn from that. I actually watched a TikTok yesterday that a marketing coordinator or a marketing person in the industry was saying that more people want to see how the brand is evolving from the business owner standpoint than they want to see the brand in general. Like they want to go follow the owner on their platforms to see how they're building the business and see their values. And instead of just following the brand itself, which I thought was very interesting. And that one example is Pink Lily Boutique out of, Kentucky. Tori is their owner, and she is also very active on her own personal social media. And I love that she shows the ins and outs of being a multi-million dollar CEO and what that looks like from a mom standpoint, from a CEO standpoint, and just shows the kind of raw behind the scenes. And so that's what I would say people are doing kind of wrong, is that they're not showing up as our authentic self. So then when people walk into their business or they call them, they're not the same. And then what people are doing right is planning out their content and waiting for those creative juices to flow. For instance, yesterday I had put in my timeline to plan out my social media for the month, and I set my timer for 30 minutes. I planned it all out. But I was not in the mood to create content yesterday. And you have to be in that creative mood because people can tell if you're not happy creating that content. So I totally get where Melissa's coming from. Like, if that doesn't work for you, plan it out, but mark another time where you can be creative and create it all together and post it. But anyways, that's what I would say is people are doing it right when they are showing up as their authentic self in their brand.
I love that because it is, I feel like right now everybody wants authenticity. Oh, and yes. That kind of is like, it's something, it's a kind of a buzz that we hear right now. People just want you to be authentic, but they also show up and they still are like a curated version of their authentic self. And I will say when Corey and I started the reboot, that was one thing we looked at each other and I said, you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of not being myself. Yeah. And being those people who have constantly been told in your life that you're too much or you're too loud or you're too animated or you're too this. And I'm like, look, Corey has digestion issues and she cusses a lot. And we need people to say it. And it's very fun. And I'm like, and I get loud. And when I laugh, I will snort and you need to hear it. And so it's very funny because that was one thing that we said. And I think that has been really helpful in for us, not just people like wanting to be a part of what we're doing, but for us as business owners who now we're approaching our third year together, where I go, it helps you when you show up authentically online and in a social space, it helps you know who you are better. And I feel like it helps you get a rhythm. We're watching so many businesses that have been around at that 2, 3, 4 year mark. And, you know, this is like my 19th year in business, Corey's 16th year in business in general, and our third year, like starting our third year together, where I go, you do really just start getting your footing about the 3 year mark. And if you can, you know, if you can show up and just let people see what you do, like they're going to want to be a part of it. But there's nothing more disenchanting, I think, than when you see people online and then what you experience in person is not it, because it feels like you've been lied to, and hard pass on that. So,
well, no thanks. And I will say too, like being a mom of 20-something-year-olds, talk about generational buying. Melissa and I have had, there's a whole podcast episode about it, I believe. We've followed Dr. Melissa Furman and have actually been to hear one of her talks live about the generational workforce. And then also that pivots into generational buying and what their values are. And we've done a lot of research on that. And we have all kinds of stats that we share in our social media and that we've shared, I think, on the podcast. But I don't have the numbers right in front of me right now for today's episode. But if you're interested, let me know and I will get them for you. But it goes back to what different age demographics. So talking about like Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, millennials, like what they value and how they work, how they think, they're buying power and they're buying trends. I think that is fascinating to me. I know that is like the geeky teacher educational side of me that like those stats are, and normally I'm not a stats person, but for me, that is like insight into who might be interested in what we are doing and offering and how to speak to them better, how to communicate it better. And I think that is something that as business owners, if we all, like Melissa just said, and you just said too, Jillian, we all know who we are authentically and we show up that way and we build businesses that way. We serve through our businesses in very authentic and real ways. Then it makes it easier to figure out who you're talking to. And then it makes it easier to create social media. And it doesn't become as hard as I think everybody sometimes feels that it's so overwhelming because they're actually missing a couple of big pieces to the puzzle because they don't know how to show up authentically. They don't know who they are authentically speaking to and how those people are buying from them or choosing people to buy from.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something that you have said, Jillian, when like we've been coaching is that it is hard. And this is something that we've talked to all of the people that we work with about is that what do you want? Like who are you? What do you want? And we realized that is the question. Jillian is probably like, go ask me one more time. One more time, what I want.
I think she might have rolled her eyes at us. I think it might have
happened. She did. You couldn't hear that part, but it's fine. but even it's on our website, what like a new quote that we put on there, which is the problem is so many people don't know what they want. And I get that. And so, but I think you probably experienced that a lot with people in social media where what they say I want is to be popular. And I'm like, well, popular, I ain't paying my mortgage. So get me money, which is what Jillian's company does.
Yes. And something else to tack on is social media makes it easy. If you're in the right business account, if you have a business account, you can go into insights and see who's watching your stuff. So making sure that you're keeping tabs on your insights, and it will tell you if you're majority female, majority male, what age demographics you're pulling in. I've kind of, when I've been cross compared to other marketing agencies, it's kind of funny because some other agencies were pulling in people from other states and stuff for a local business. And I was like, that's not going to get you anything. Like, those people are in Indiana. You need to focus on people in North Carolina on the Crystal Coast. So definitely looking into insights and making sure you're pulling in the right people from the demographic that you want to have your clients be within. And I think that insights in the background do a great job of that.
Can I say quick before we go to the next question, talking about that specifically, when I was working with primarily senior photographers, this is how the insights helped me in social media. I thought I was talking to high school seniors, and my insights on Instagram showed me that actually the high school age... What are you laughing?
Are you about to tell me you're talking to senior citizens and they're all getting ready for their glamour shots?
No, high school seniors. You're a mess. So what I thought was my primary demographic was going to be the high school seniors. And so a lot of my content was tailored to that. Of course, that made sense. But then when I started looking at my insights, what I found was that the people who were following me the most, the highest demographic that was watching all of my content and engaging with my content were actually their moms. There were people my age. And so what that told me as a smart business owner was, hold on a second, I've got to be creating content that speaks to the mom side of senior photos and the kiddo side. I want them to think that it's cool and that like I can do a good job, but we're going to have so much freaking fun. And they're always like, Ms. Gray, I'm like, I already know you because I watch your Instagram. That's the point. I want you to experience what it would be like if you booked me, because I want you to be comfortable. I want you to have fun. That's the whole point of this. But to the moms, I was able to then market the fact that this is likely the last time they're going to have a portrait made until they get married. Like this is a critical time in their life. They're developing and becoming young women. And like, it's just such a cool moment. And guess what? I include you in it. Well, when I made that switch because of my Instagram insights, it was like chef's kiss and an explosion in my business. And that, guys, right there is how you use those insights that Jillian was just talking about to grow your business. And it's amazing. Okay, let's talk more about business. Sorry.
I love that. Okay, so we're going to kind of rapid fire some questions here just so we're not taking up all your time. But do want to talk about like business mindset and the structure of your business and how you've grown things. So what has been your biggest aha moment in your business?
So one of the biggest aha moments is that I realized that I own the business. So I get to control my schedule.
Yes!
For the first 2 years of business, I was like, I have to do whatever the clients ask me to do. And obviously I do, but I was running myself ragged. And what I realized is I do not do well. I'm not productive if I'm running the roads and trying to do meetings and trying to get everything done on my to-do list. So what I've done is I actually block off Mondays and Fridays where I do not take any like media days or meetings off from my office. I just focus on those days with admin tasks, and that really keeps me starting the week off fresh and updated and ready to take on the rest of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are crazy busy. I'm in my car trying to do all the things. I know that I can't really do X, Y, Z those days. And then Fridays, I have time to kind of figure out the rest of my to-do list and get it done and plan for the next week. So that is my biggest aha moment is like, I own this business. I can create it however, and I thought that I would get pushback from my customers, but they really have not had a problem. And of course, if something comes up and they need me to do a media day on a Monday, I will do it. But they've really had no pushback, and it makes me and my team's life a lot easier. My team has the same schedule as well.
I love that. And that's a great reminder for all of you out there who are listening to this, is that you get to drive this bus. It's your bus. You're driving it, and it can feel really good when you find the rhythm that works best for you. I love that reminder. Okay, next question. What resources would you recommend to our community to help them up-level their social media game and their business? And I'm going to be real honest with you, Jillian. The resource can be me. Right? They should hire me. That is totally, totally awesome if you want to say
she
that.
She means you, as in you say it can be
yes,
you.
Yes, not me.
Or it's like
me.
Your resource sales. Can be, they yes. should hire me.
No. I mean, you can say that. I give you all the freedom to say it can be you.
I mean, I guess going back to the answer to this question is another aha moment was, as a business owner, hiring out things that I'm not good at and that I need to take off my plate. So
Preach.
That would be a huge resource that I would say. So, if social media is not where you are best suited for your business, please sub it out. Please, like, if you maybe had it down and you're like, I just need people to feed me content ideas. I need to make sure that I have the right formats for certain things. Then Central Supercharger is our latest service that we're offering. And it's a community where people maybe need that nudge of, hey, I'm really stuck in a rut. I need to go into this community. And every Monday, Sentinel is going to give me some ideas that I can do for content for the next couple weeks. We network within that community. And we figure out social media together to move you forward, to move your revenue forward. But also on the flip side, if you just want it fully taken off your plate and you want somebody else to do your content for you, that's an option too. Hire us to do that. But I mean, there's so many resources out there to have you be more productive as a business owner. One being business coaches. I feel like that was a huge resource for me investing in myself. Over the last 6 months with you guys, is it really boosted my business forward. So definitely investing in yourself and investing your resources that will drive the needle, maybe that you're not the expertise in.
I love that. That is fantastic. Okay, so talking about business tools, what's your favorite business tool? Or it could be a personal tool right now that's making life better and easier for you.
So my favorite business tool would be Monday.com. My team works out of Monday.com for content planning. We have all of our meeting strategies within Monday.com. My team tracks their hours for clients in there. Monday.com is kind of our lifeline, and it's just a great tool. If you do have a team, or if you're solo too, you can have it all in one place, and it's just very aesthetically pleasing, which is a big thing for me.
Well, our clients who work with you, they love Monday.com too. Mm-hmm. I'm getting multiple emails like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest platform. So I love that.
Monday.com, social media specific would be CapCut. It's a free app that you can edit videos with. My team kind of jokes on me because I just got on the CapCut train. I was on the Splice train, which is what I've been editing with for the past 2 years. And I've had to since move to CapCut because it's just so much more templates that are being offered, trends, audio. It just took me to the next level when it came to Reels creation. But they call Splice like the old people's video. Like,
it's the Facebook of video.
And so I would say that. But yeah, those would be my business tools that I would really specifically say my life.
I want to give another plug for Supercharger because we've been in there, and I'm going to tell you right now.
It's so good.
It is. First of all, it's beautiful. And as you know, photographers, we like aesthetically pleasing things. And it is absolutely gorgeous. You and your team have done a phenomenal job of creating this community on this platform. And just the great insight and the knowledge and all of the things that are in there, and that it's monthly. You are creating content. You are putting things out there for, you know, people that, like you said, you can't maybe work with in an individual basis, and or they're not local to you. That Supercharger community, I'm going to tell you guys, it is a very, very valuable resource. So we are actually going to put the link to that in our show notes. And so on that note, how can our people connect with you and work with you, Jillian?
Yes. So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Sentinel Marketing Agency are our usernames. And then our website is sentinelmarketingagency.com. And that's where they can find us. They can find all the details on all of our services on our website. And then we share great tips and tricks and free education on our Instagram weekly. We also show behind the scenes and all the fun things that we're doing to grow Sentinel on our Instagram as well.
I love that. Okay, last question that we actually didn't put on the paper, but I want to ask you before we close it out right here is if you could give one piece of advice to somebody who is just starting to do what you do, what would it be?
Take the risk.
I love it.
Jump, because you're going to be so much happier. You're going to realize that you have so much more in you that you didn't know was possible. I struggled with taking that leap from corporate America, and I'm so glad I did. I feel so much freedom with what I do today. I'm so passionate about what I do. I get to choose what I do every day, and I get to work with people that I want to work with, and I'm just very, very grateful. So I would say take the leap, believe in yourself, And you are more than capable of doing it, owning a business and being successful.
I love it. Good advice. That was good. Thank you so much, Jillian, for being here. You guys are more than welcome to dig through our show notes, and you're going to be able to get all of the links to contacting her and working with her. She is on the Crystal Coast, but her supercharger works for everybody. And it's definitely a program that you need to check into. If you have a business where you need to create social content and you feel like you get stuck, she and her team are there to help you work all the way through that. Also, if you'd like to see how we can help you, Corey and I, as business coaches, create really big wins by getting your mindset and your strategy aligned with your business goals for 2024, we've got a link to our calendar and our show notes, and we would love to set up a discovery call for you to see how we can work together. Thank you for joining us this week. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram at Business Reboot. Or you can do something that we haven't even announced yet. And that is go to our brand new website at thebusinessreboot.com. We've got so much content information, podcast episodes there, speaking information, if you need us to be at your next event. And we would love for you to dig through, send us feedback, send us topics and people that you want us to interview on this podcast. We would love that. But we will be back next week with another episode of the Business Reboot Podcast.